Houston, America.
Hello, America. How you doing?
Well, I think I got it back under control again.
What happened? Any problem?
Let's see. Let me go back to my... Well, I almost got into gimbal lock.
Okay, you almost got into gimbal lock.
Just
go ahead.
Last step of the solar corona thing, which says go back to CMC Auto, which wouldn't have been too bad, except as soon as you get a wastewater dump, it really torques it around, I guess. And somewhere, I don't know, you have to check it back on the tape, about 157, between 55 and 58, somewhere in there. I got the gimbal lock light and all those good deal things. And got it under control, took it back, and we got back to Simbay X attitude at 137.5920. In the meantime, while I was doing all that, looked like my wastewater dropped down kind of low too. How much you reading down there?
Okay, stand by on that run. They're reading 0.16% and 0.9 pounds. 1.6% and 0.9 pounds, run.
That didn't quite make it to zero, did it?
Right, that's firm.
Okay, cut that time, yeah.
Hey, Ron, just a question here. Pick up where you were briefing us there. Did you go to CMC Auto after the solar corona, or did you get the gimbal lock light prior to going to Auto?
I got it prior to going to Auto. I forgot to go to Auto after the solar corona thing.
Okay, we got you.
The fuel cell purge and the wastewater dump.
Okay, we got
you. Yeah. I saw it before it tumbled the platform, though.
Roger, we got you, and the platform looks good then, too.
Oh, yeah, platform is okay. And if ENCO's timing is bit rate portions there, high bit rate was, I mean, going to low bit rate at about 137.42 was pretty...
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, and then going to high bid rate, I got the high bid at 137.5030. And I hit low bid rate again at 138.08. But the high bid rate at 138.14.
Roger, Ron, we copy those times. Sounds like you might have got your heartbeat going good for your eat period. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, I might have. I gotta have some peanut butter now if you guys don't care.
Roger, it's your eat period.
Okay.
At least you didn't forget this one. Ron, we've got some data here for
you.
Yeah,
that's right, my guy. So you've got one scheduled. Go ahead.
We've got some data here for you for if you're planning on taking those red and blue filtered exposures across the landing site, if you want this information.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Ron, here it is. It's a NICAN NK November Kilo 55. VH, BW, MAG, X-ray, X-ray. Okay, with a red-blue filter exposure, you want it at F11, 1125, one frame each filter, F11, 1 250th, one frame each filter. With no filter, exposed at F11, 1/1000. And if you want to use the polarizing filter, exposed at F11, 1/500th of a second.
Okay, looks like we'll bracket it there. F11, 1/25th, one frame on each filter, and F11 at a 2/50th, one frame on each filter. And then without a filter, one F11 at a 1000th, and polarizing F11 at a 500th.
Okay, here's a note that I'm not sure I understand totally, but let me read it to you. Observe targets through viewfinder and shoot as desired with polarizing filter in different positions. Mark exposure times with polarizing filter as data analysis requires the incidence angle.
Okay, so it needs a GET time when it takes a picture.
That's with the polarizer.
Yeah, with the polarizer, right.
And there's another note here, do not exceed 18 frames total for the above pictures. 18 frames total.
Okay.
And your TCA is for the landing site, is 138-39er-11.
Okay, TCA is 138-39er-11.
And Ron, if you'll just give us a mark when you make the shot, that'll be close enough, and we'll mark the time here on those polarizing ones, so we'll get the angle that way.
Oh, okay.